Starship's commercial threshold, Sam Neill's death, and scrutinizing the AI boom. SpaceX's Starship Flight 13 is scheduled for Thursday, carrying actual satellites for the first time after 12 test flights that validated the launch and recovery architecture. The satellites are reportedly part of the Starlink constellation, meaning SpaceX will use its own launch vehicle to expand its own revenue-generating network. Vertical integration at a scale rarely seen in any industry. The flight marks Starship's transition from the development phase into at least the early stages of commercial operation. Actor Sam Neill died suddenly Monday at 78 in Sydney. Neill had announced he was cancer-free following experimental treatment for angioimmunoblastic T-cell lymphoma, which he had disclosed publicly in 2023. Beyond the cultural landmark of Jurassic Park, Neill built a substantial body of work across The Piano, In My Father's Den, and Peaky Blinders, and spent his later years farming in central Otago, New Zealand, making wine and writing a memoir. A new book also arrived Monday, Lauren Collins' They Stole a City, a history of the 1898 Wilmington coup, the only successful coup d'etat in U.S. history in which white supremacists overthrew Wilmington, North Carolina's legitimately elected biracial city government, killing an unknown number of black residents. The event was never legally reversed and has been systematically absent from standard U.S. history education. In the WNBA, Liberty player Laney Hamilton was ejected for throwing a shoe at Tempo's Mabry in the closing minutes of a 93-91 Tempo victory. The Liberty head coach's response, publicly blasting the officiating as atrocious, shifted the story from player misconduct to the question of whether officiating infrastructure has kept pace with the league's record viewership and attendance growth in 2026. The answer, the coach implied, is that it has not. The What If We're Wrong challenge this week targets the AI industry's foundational unlimited demand thesis. The case against that claim rests on three specific pressures. Enterprise adoption is lagging investment, with CFOs encountering total ownership costs far exceeding headline license fees. Return on investment evidence remains thin, with the Goldman Sachs 2024 report questioning whether AI investment was generating measurable productivity gains still unresolved, and the chip supply constraint is more fragile than current prices suggest, with Huawei, Samsung, and Micron all expanding memory capacity. A shortage environment could shift to oversupply within 2 years, compressing the margins that are currently driving the sector's extraordinary valuations. The counterargument holds that productivity gains may be real but poorly measured by current statistics, and that the shift toward autonomous AI agents represents a genuinely new demand category, not yet fully priced into investment forecasts. The specific data point to watch: enterprise AI contract renewal rates 12 to 18 months after initial deployment. High renewal rates with expanding seat counts indicate genuine structural adoption. Renewal rates below 60% with contracting seat counts are the early warning signal that the current demand cycle is more cyclical than permanent.